Hello, babes. Welcome to my podcast. I am so honored and happy that you are here. Today, I am going to talk about the importance of a morning ritual. Don't let the word ritual scare you. The reason why I like to call it a ritual is because it is a sacred time that you take for yourself. It is a way to care for your mind, body, and spirit, and to set foundation for the day. We all know that we're not really able to love others and share our energy with others if our cup is not full. If it's not full, then we will feel drained and uncomfortable. So spend time with yourself in the morning, get yourself together, give yourself what you require so that you can show up as a badass that you are throughout the day. Okay, let's get to it. So, like I said, we must take care of our mind, body, and spirit. It's a holistic approach to our well-being. So I suggest waking up as early as you can. The earlier the better, because in the early hours, it is more peaceful, more quiet. It is just you, yourself, and the universe. My favorite spiritual coach, Natalia Benson, she explained it so powerfully. She said that when you wake up really early, you know, around 4 in the morning, the veil between you and the divine source is the thinnest, which is sacred. It's beautiful and powerful, and it makes it easier to manifest, to work with the universe, to do the inner work, just to create magic. Also, when you first wake up, your brain is still in alpha state, which is considered to be a gateway to the subconscious mind. That's why it is so vital to utilize that precious time early morning or whenever you wake up, well, preferably earlier, to feed your subconscious mind positive things, self-loving things. It's like your subconscious mind is a fertile ground and you have the power to plant any seeds you want. I've also heard this idea. It's very interesting. I think I was watching Gaia. It's a really amazing app. I was watching Gaia and someone said, our subconscious mind is like a little child. And you know, little kids, they're like sponges. They just absorb everything, everything they hear, everything they see without really filtering it out. So our subconscious mind is just absorbing everything without you even noticing it. For example, you watch something on TV, something violent, your subconscious mind absorbed all of those things, and without you realizing, you will be attracting that more of that in your life. Maybe you will be seeing more news of violence happening or something of that sort, which is, you know, it's powerful. And if we realize that, okay, we actually have the ability to change that, we have the ability to choose what we expose our minds to, because our subconscious mind will actually try and rule our lives. So, you know, it is very important that we are mindful of what we expose our minds to. So what I like to do in the morning, as soon as I wake up, I drink a glass of warm water. Well, you know, if it's cold, if it's winter, I like to drink a glass of warm water to hydrate myself, to kind of warm my body up. And I like to turn or play meditative music, and I like to do Natalia Benson's morning ritual. You can find it on YouTube. Just research Natalia Benson on YouTube, morning ritual. It's a really beautiful practice. It only takes like 10 minutes, and it is powerful. It will, if you do it consistently, for even, I don't know, 10 days, you will see how your daily life changes. It consists of a breathing exercise. It's kind of like a Kundalini exercise. Then she has you say 10 gratitudes mindfully. Like, you really have to feel it. Feel your gratefulness for whatever you're grateful for. And then you do 3 envisions for your future. And, you know, you can add your own variations to it. You don't have to do exactly that. But if you're just starting, I think it's a great foundation. So you can do a guided meditation instead, or you can do a longer Kundalini practice once you really get into it. And, you know, gratitude and envisions are some of the strongest manifestation techniques. When you are grateful, you attract more things to be grateful for. That's the beauty of law of attraction. And it's really simple. It's not easy always, but it is simple and beautiful and amazing. I get excited just talking about it. So yeah, when you are grateful and you are just kind of like in that peaceful mindset and you just in that blissful, grateful mood, you attract more of that. And also envisioning the things you want helps you align with your desired outcome, bringing it closer to you. Okay, so after this little practice, I personally like to drink coffee and work out. If you're not a caffeine person, you can do like a ginger shot or not take anything at all. I just personally love making my little cappuccino before I work out. It gives me that boost and I can just go and work out. Makes me excited. Now, I do not do intense workouts 3 days before my moon cycle starts and 2 days in. And this is for my ladies who are listening. First of all, my moon cycle, that's my period. I like to call it my moon cycle because us women, we're so magical that our phases, our monthly phases, actually are absolutely the same as moon phases. It's pretty fascinating. So those 5 days, I let my body rest and I do yoga instead. So listen to your body. It will always tell you what it needs. I have been observing the phases of my cycle for a while now, and I plan my month according to them. I will make a podcast on this in more detail. So other than those 5 days, I love to exercise intensely and build and strengthen my body, shape it how I want to shape it. Then after my workout, I stretch and I proceed to the next part of my morning ritual, which is EFT tapping. EFT tapping, which is emotional freedom technique tapping, is sort of like acupuncture, but without needles. You basically tap certain energy points on your body to release unwanted blocks, heal any aspects of yourself, and call in what you desire. I know it might not sound, you know, very like scientific. I don't know how to explain it scientifically. It might be a little too out there for you and confusing. But I am here to testify that it works magic. It is probably the most powerful thing that I have come across. I've found this woman, absolutely phenomenal woman. Her name is Gala Darling. You can find her on YouTube, on Instagram. She's mostly active on Instagram. She is the queen of tapping. She's like the queen of manifesting and tapping. She is such a badass. I love her. Yeah, so I'm not going to go too much into detail about this, but it's a very simple technique, and you're basically like talking to your subconscious mind, and you're transforming your energy. You're transforming your mind to a higher frequency, and it helps you align yourself with whatever it is that you desire. It is the fastest technique, the fastest manifestation technique, I would say. Okay, so after I do, and also I want to say that so far I have been doing tapping for maybe 2 weeks, and it has already helped me immensely. I had these negative thoughts, like really anxious, negative. It's like a voice that's not even mine. These anxious thoughts just attacking my brain, attacking me, and I didn't know what to do. It was just kind of devastating. And then I started doing tapping, and it has literally eradicated those thoughts and that voice, whatever it was. And I'm so excited to continue and see where that tapping gets me in the future. Okay, so after I do my tapping session, which usually takes not longer than 8 minutes, I do a guided meditation. My favorite one right now is Golden Light Goddess Meditation with Natalia Benson on YouTube. I love this meditation because it literally shifts my energy. It makes me so peaceful and excited than ever to take on my day. And after I complete, yeah, that meditation is also like 9 or 12 minutes. So after I complete my morning ritual, I feel so powerful. I feel like I can take on anything, and I just feel so excited and ready to shine, slay, and spread love and positivity. Ever since I started doing this every morning, my life became so much more fulfilled, exciting, my mind open to infinite possibilities. That's how powerful it is. It is the ultimate self-love practice. I think it's absolutely essential for all of us, especially in a world where it's pretty chaotic. Taking time for yourself is vital. It is vital to your well-being. It is, well, yeah, you get it. I love it, and I advise for you to do it. And you know, I know some of you might not have all that time to do everything I talked about, because my morning ritual takes about an hour and a half. But you know, you can add your own variations. This is not like set in stone. This is your own practice, and you can change it up however you like it. The most important thing here is for you to listen to your body, listen to that voice, listen to your intuition. How do you feel? What do you want to do in the morning? Like, what do you require from yourself so that you don't go around expecting those things from other people? This is not how it works. You don't expect anyone to make you feel loved. You have to provide yourself. You have to provide that for yourself. It is your responsibility. Now, you can just speak what you feel is most vital to your well-being and peace of mind. You know, you can do a little meditation in the morning to kind of ground yourself. You can do meditations throughout the day. Take literally 5 minutes, and it will change your mood. It will change your mindset throughout the day. It will open you up to more possibilities. I promise you. So, yeah. Take a few minutes during the day to ground yourself, check on yourself, and provide yourself with the love and care. And I pray that you enjoyed this, that this was helpful to you. I'm so excited. This was my first episode, and I'm so excited to continue. I have so many things to share. I'm so happy. Thank you for being here. Mwah.